discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Bruce Baker joining us now. He is a registered agent for the Westminster Citizens for Responsible Government. I followed this a little bit, Bruce, as to what's going on in Westminster, because it's just a sister, you know, city to where I live, so you guys aren't that far away from me, so I try to watch it as much as I can. And before I, you know, get into this, I want to say, everybody listening, please pay attention. Just because this is in Westminster and it's not in, you know, Broomfield or Castle Rock or Aurora, that doesn't mean that it wouldn't happen to you in those areas. So, Bruce, I think this is important to talk about. So give us the story of what's going on in Westminster.
Hey, excellent, John and Andy. I really appreciate the time because it is important. I remember 4 years ago when City Council tried to ram really monopoly trash down everyone's throat.
Yep.
You guys were there to help.
Yep, and I hate seeing this inside of cities, so no, anything we can do to help. And as I said a moment ago, this could affect any of us in the state of Colorado, so this is what we're talking about.
Okay, well, basically what it is it began as a water issue.
Right, which you guys, real quick, for everybody listening, you guys have some of the highest water rates out there, don't you? And restrictions,
yes, sir.
Both, right?
Yes, sir, we absolutely do. We don't have any restrictions, though. As a matter of fact, when the rest of the metro area has had restrictions in the past, we've not.
Okay, so you don't have a water supply issue?
No, we do
not.
Okay,
so you have good water coming into Westminster, quantity-wise.
So what is the issue?
The issue is there is a group on city staff who is really supported by, a majority on the city council that are absolutely sure they know better than us. And that we are ignorant and we must be schooled, we must be re-educated, and we must use less water.
Yeah, so really what this really boils down to is that age-old argument that we continue to have as to, you know, water conservation and all of the, and I'll just say what it is, the nonsense that goes along with it. You guys all know my take already on this end of things. I'm not going to get into that. I am one, Bruce. I've never understood why we have a particular item that cities particularly have the rights to. They don't own the water, but they have the rights to it. And when they go to sell it back to us as users, we get penalized the more we use, when in every other area of life, there's quantity discounts except for water and electricity.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
I never understood that.
It began with the water, but I think it's morphed into something more. But we really can't understand how it's changed unless we understand the water issue.
Okay. So explain what's going on with water in Westminster.
Okay. I was on council from 2013 to 2017. We had done two studies in 2012 and 2015, and they said all our planning for our water system and our wastewater system were excellent and right on track, and we had money in the bank to make it happen.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, in 2016, over my opposition, we built a $23 million biosolids dewatering plant so we could make a couple less trips to the place where we use the sludge that we get from our sewer system.
Okay.
So we had 23 extra, and this wasn't mandated by the federal government. This wasn't required. This was something we thought would do. I, of course, asked the question, if we're building a $20 million plant and we're only going to save $200,000 a year, doesn't that mean it's an ROI of 1%, and how can that be worthwhile?
Great question.
So anyway, we were in fine shape. In 2018...
Can I jump in, Bruce? Sorry.
Absolutely. Okay.
Basically, you made a bang for the buck kind of argument there, and I think it's correct. What was their response? Was it basically save the planet? I mean, what on earth was their response to such an obvious bang for the buck argument?
They really had no of the response except that Bruce is ugly.
Got it.
Are you ugly, Bruce? Be honest.
I don't think so.
This is radio. This is radio, so we want to be honest here.
That's okay. Funny.
Thanks, Bruce. Sorry, go ahead.
Not a problem. Okay, so in 2018, I had left council, and all of a sudden there was a sewage crisis. About two-thirds of our sewage comes through a drainage channel called the Big Dry Creek.
Right.
And all of a sudden, They claim that sewage flows had increased by 40% in the last 10 years. So from 2008 to 2018, flows had increased 40%, and we were at risk of dumping raw sewage into the Big Dry Creek, which would get us into federal trouble if that was the truth. So we put a one-year building moratorium on in that drainage area. Well, I know how to read the public records. I know how to read our comprehensive annual really financial reports. And when you looked up the actual numbers, flows had increased 5%. Moreover, we had $100 million in the bank dedicated to our water and sewer plant, so we could buy anything we wanted.
So you could build another treatment plant if need be.
Absolutely.
Got it. So this was a big ruse, basically, to put a building moratorium on in Westminster.
Right.
It was, artificially raises prices in Westminster when you do that.
Right. Pretend there's a crisis, have to take drastic action, blah, blah, blah.
Which, so real basically, quick, by the way, real quick, I just want to add this.
Go ahead.
That also, Bruce, I think you understand this, and maybe people listening don't, but when you artificially raise prices in a city because of what you just said, what else goes up, Bruce?
Well, as far as I was concerned, if we really had a revenue crisis and needed more revenue, and we have lots of water, we should have lowered the price of water, sold more of it, and made more money.
Well, and the fact of the matter is, when you put a moratorium in and the price of housing goes up, your property taxes also go up, correct? Granted, the city doesn't collect all of that because a big portion of that goes to the school district, but you get where I'm going. They artificially
Absolutely.
Raise prices and therefore benefit in higher taxes as well.
Absolutely. You know, and so many things are that really balloon animal. If you scrunch down in one area, some other area.
That's right.
By the way, Bruce, I was kind of wondering, doesn't this also help anyone who benefits from prices going up? Anytime you curtail something, there are people who are going to benefit financially, dramatically, not a little bit, but
That's
dramatically
right.
in those areas. So does anybody on that board know somebody or has family members who might benefit
Great
from
question.
That? That's what I'd love to know.
Well, that's always a big concern, and I have never chased down that part of it. It's my opinion that these people have a different philosophy than you or I.
Okay.
And that's what motivates them primarily.
Okay.
I mean, there are many of the same people behind the mandatory trash, which just would have doubled the price of trash
right.
in Westminster and not done anything better.
So basically, these are a bunch of do-good greenies that think they're going to save the planet by doing these things to the residents of Westminster. Am I right
Absolutely.
In saying that?
Boulder wannabes.
Okay, so hold that thought. Now that we've got the stage set, Bruce, when we come back, I want you to talk about the recall effort and what's happened there. We'll come right back. Ascent Health Center is up next, folks. And at Ascent Health Center, there's also right now a 30% discount on anything you do when it comes to losing weight. So just talk to Dr. Julie. She'll help you out. She's got a great diet program, 30% off. On top of that, there's this brain scan, brain tap, she calls it, and it's a way of actually getting you to feel better by first acknowledging what's going on, doing a scan, determining all the different things they can adjust, and then away you go. And that's free right now. So AscentHealthCenter.com, 303-343-8800.
Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center has dedicated her life to helping you feel well because your health impacts every other area of your life. Think about what matters most to you, the goals you want to achieve tomorrow, next year, in the next 10 years. It will be harder to achieve those goals if you don't feel well. You won't be as effective at home or at work unless your body has the energy and vitality it needs. Dr. Julie of Ascent Health Center wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. And she believes that you will be more effective at the things that matter to you when you feel well. That's why it's so important to take care of your health. And that's why Dr. Julie has developed an actionable plan to help you feel well. All you need is a willingness to change. Set up a consultation. Tell Dr. Julie you're ready to make a change, and she will handle the rest. Find Ascent Health Center in Denver and Inglewood now at rushtoreason.com.
Franktown Firearms, folks, is next. And if you're looking to buy a gun, or you own one and you want to add to it, or you're just interested in getting into it, because of everything going on right now. Go out to Franktown Firearms. Talk to the guys. They'd love to help you. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-770-7777.
Make your gun your own at Franktown Firearms, one of the only shooting ranges with full-service gunsmithing on site. The team at Franktown Firearms now has multiple gunsmiths on staff, so you can stop by their gunsmithing department at the back of the store 7 days a week for anything from cleaning to bore sighting, scope mounting, and everything in between. Because Franktown Firearms offers full-service gunsmithing on site, they can take care of any issues with your firearm in-house. Oftentimes, people send their firearm off to the manufacturer for repairs. You could wait up to 180 days just for the manufacturer to look at your gun. Recently, a client of Franktown Firearms noticed an issue with her revolver right out of the box. The team at Franktown repaired it and got the gun back to her shortly because they handled the repairs on site. If your gun needs to be sent off for any reason, the team at Franktown will be happy to send it on your behalf. Ask about gunsmithing now at klzradio.com/Franktown.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@rushtoreason.com.
I like light when it's dark, heat when it's cold, and the freedom of mobility. Most people throughout the world want the same things. Hydrocarbons provide reliable, affordable, efficient, and responsible energy that makes these things possible. Kim Munson here. Wednesday, Tom Petrie, oil and gas investment banker, updates us on the energy markets and what we might expect from a Biden-Harris administration. Plus, Lauren Levy, mortgage specialist with Polygon Financial Group, will be in studio to co-host the show. That's Wednesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., and 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
All right, Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush. Myself, Andy Pate. Bruce Baker, the registered agent for Westminster Citizens for Responsible Government. And okay, so Bruce, and I know this is a really long story. I'm going to try to condense this as much as we can. Give us the, you know, really in a nutshell, what's happening. You know, we already kind of know what happened with the water and all of that. Talk about the recall effort and where we're at in a nutshell.
Really, absolutely. In basically summer of 2020, it was very, very dry, as you know. Mm-hmm. So the people were watering more and realized the devastating effect of the prices.
Got it.
So on August 31st, three people down on the south side of the city took in a recall, really petition, got it approved, and then they sent it out to the email to try to get helpers.
Got it.
Because we cannot use pays petitioners, only volunteers.
Okay, so that's part of your, is that like part of the charter or something?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay.
Charter.
Okay, got it.
So basically, they sent out a 20-page document. Page one was the instructions for the circulators.
Okay.
Because we knew a lot would be rookies.
Sure.
And they needed some
guidance. Makes sense. So instruction page.
Right. And page 2 through 20 was the actual approved petition.
Got it.
So the next 60 days, we gathered signatures. We gathered about 6,700 of them. We only needed about 6,100 for each of the counselors and 5,009 to recall, well, the mayor.
Okay.
We turned them in, and the clerk...
City clerk,
instead of being a neutral judge of whether the signature on the petition matched someone on the voter rolls, because she's an employee of the city manager and her job was dependent on the status quo being maintained,
mm-hmm.
she had to find a way to kick out lots of names. And doing them one at a time is going to be a really long stretch.
Mm-hmm.
So she found a way to throw out sections. And a section is a subgroup of this overall petition.
Okay.
Like for the mayor, we had 113 sections. So she basically invented a way to throw out entire sections, which had anywhere between 20 and 90 signatures on it. And literally for the mayor, because we turned in 6,700 signatures, she threw out something like 2,300 of them.
Mm.
Okay.
Based on what?
She threw.
Yeah. What was the reasoning?
Well, she claimed that it was the sections showed evidence of disassembly. So when we tried to cure it, we pointed out that the law says that disassembly only applies if the affidavit page, page 20, gets separated from the signature pages, page 2 through 19.
Okay,
so then she came back with a new excuse saying, well, because there was a cover sheet on it and that was removed, that means it didn't follow the rules and wasn't the approved petition.
Oh, my word. Ticky-tack.
So because the guidelines and how to do it
got removed,
the instruction sheet wasn't turned in. Why, Bruce, why would you turn in, because I assume you turned in many packets, let's just say 100 packets. Why would you turn in 100 of the same instruction sheet those packets?
You wouldn't need to turn in any instruction sheets. All you're looking for are signatures, right?
Right. What we're looking for was the approved form.
Yeah,
And see, basically, we actually told the circulators in the instructions, either staple them together or clip them together. Because one of the rules we had to follow is they had to be securely fastened.
But
they can be fastened with staples or clips or whatever. So, but a lot of people literally did what we said, and they just stapled them in order, page 1 through 20.
Right, makes sense.
So on the night before we turned them in, okay, myself and one of the authors removed page 1. So we turned in the approved form.
But she says because page 1's not there, you've disassembled the packet.
Well, because we tore it off.
Basically.
We disassembled the packet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And there wasn't a warning on it, but that's ridiculous, too, because, again, Colorado law in one of the annotations says a warning only has to appear on a name where an elector may sign his or her name. Well, they're not going to sign it on the instruction page.
Correct. So, where is this at the moment? I mean, are you guys have an attorney that you're
absolutely
fighting this with, or where are you at?
Absolutely. We have, like, former, really, Secretary of State Scott Gessler.
Yep.
And he was the one who tried to help us cure it, but we sort of knew that was a futile process. And so on the 6th of January, we filed in really district court, or the 4th of whenever it was, on that Monday, the first Monday in January, we filed in district court. And so we're waiting to be assigned a judge to hear it. And the city has referred this, to their insurance company, Serissa, which is the state of Colorado subsidized people. And I don't know why they did that, because this isn't a car hit by a snowplow or a slip and fall at City Hall or a workman's compensation case. This is an intentional thing that the city is misreading the law to do.
Right.
So I don't know why their insurance company would cover them. But anyway, what it does is it takes lots of money. And the people at City Hall want to keep their jobs.
Right.
And they know if they lose even one of the majority on council right now,
all of this changes.
The majority changes,
yep,
and they could all be fired.
Makes sense.
And our city manager makes $300,000 a year plus a 10% pension match.
You already know my feeling on city managers, Bruce. I've talked about that on this program many, many times. I am not a fan of city managers at all, never will be. I think it's a poor excuse for council. I think they do that to, you know, basically shove off, you know, decisions onto a city manager so they can absolve themselves of decision-making processes. It's just an easy way for them to sit on council and tell a guy or a gal what to go do.
Basically, there is not a volcano on earth that John would not have city managers thrown into appease the guy.
You got that right. I hate city managers with a passion. They are the biggest useless thing since you-know-what on a bore.
Hey,
and what's so terrible about it is we only have 3 employees of the city council. The judge of the court, the city attorney, and the city manager. And all of the other 900 people in the city work for that city manager at his pleasure.
That's right.
So they're terrified for their jobs. And I think that's why the clerk couldn't be a neutral person.
Of course.
And just compare the signatures on the petition to the signatures on the voter roll.
Hey, Bruce.
And really what it is it's taking our right to recall
that's
elected
right.
officers.
That's exactly
which
right.
Which is guaranteed by the Constitution
that's right.
of Colorado.
Bruce, if it is ruled that this was obviously a frivolous attempt to simply stop a recall effort and ruled in that
question.
Way.
Great question.
Beyond getting the recall back going, can you guys sue for some kind of damages to recoup your costs, because they're enormous?
If we win, we could basically recoup the lawyer's fees. But that's not my main concern. My main concern is, just like in a football game or a basketball game, this is a time management issue. We should have had the recall because we turned in the petitions
right.
at the end of October.
That's
we should have had the recall this week.
That's right.
And the soonest we can have it now will be 3 months from now.
Because of everything that's happened so far and the delay
the
and going to court and all of that.
And,
yep.
And
yep.
we have to give a 60-day yep. warning on the recall yep. election, blah, 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 and all that. But we have city elections in November, and the longer yep. the city staff delays
the closer they'll get to that, and they just won't even deal with it.
Exactly.
That's right. And no, so, well said. Yeah. No, that, great
also,
update, Bruce. A great update. And again, folks, this is something that, by the way, could happen to any of you across the Front Range when it comes to the way your local city and or county is run, and especially those of you that have city managers. I'll just tell you right now, Bruce, I've sat in enough meetings with city managers where I can tell you right now, mayor and council don't run the city manager does.
You're absolutely correct, John. You're absolutely correct.
And it's a bunch of crap, by the way.
He is the king of Westminster. He is the king of Westminster.
Yep.
And this is a roadmap for every other
yep.
city managers who want to maintain their little fiefdoms.
That's exactly right. You are 100%. That's the reason why I wanted to bring you on to talk about it is I just have I detest city managers with all my heart. I cannot stand those individuals. I know they're male and female, mostly male, by the way. I think you're going to find across the country most of the time it's male city managers. They are far overpaid for what they do. And you talk about a license to steal, Bruce. That's a city manager.
Okay. And there are things other people that could do to help us.
Okay.
Because
let's hear
one
it.
Of the things the city's trying to do is run up our legal costs. We actually have a fund. You can go to Westminster Water Warriors on really Facebook, and you can find a link to our page. And if someone wants to help to donate, that would be greatly appreciated.
And,
okay.
Bruce, can I throw one quick thing in here?
Sure.
Folks, if they do it in Westminster and succeed at doing what they're doing, it's spreading
That's
everywhere
right,
else.
Folks. That's
so
right.
this isn't just a Westminster issue.
Nope.
It's a Colorado one.
You got it. Bruce, this is great. Thank you. Keep me updated. We'll get you back on if need be.
Thank you so much, guys.
You're very
appreciate
welcome.
It.
I appreciate it very much. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Great point, by the way, Andy, you just made, because that's exactly what will happen. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, and he would love to help you out with all of your mortgage needs. It's easy. It's a phone call, 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
A good shop, Al Sturm and the guys would love to help you with your vehicle. If you've been involved in an accident, they can repair it as good as new, if not better. In fact, they're fully certified by the original manufacturer of your vehicle to make that happen. Go to klzradio.com or call 720-541-7697.
After an accident, you just want your vehicle back the way it was as quickly as possible. Before founding a Good Shop Collision Center in North Glen and Commerce City, Al Sturm used to work for some of the big corporate conglomerates, so he has the personal experience to compare the two. Al recently heard from a customer who tried using one of the big corporate shops for some auto body work on his old truck. He waited a month just to get an estimate, only to find out they wouldn't work on older vehicles. At a Good Shop, Al and his team have the autonomy they need to take care of their customers. You don't want your vehicle tied up any longer than necessary. Because a Good Shop has three locations, they can get you in for an estimate faster. Al and his team at a Good Shop are proud to run a certified, independent auto body shop where you're more than just a number. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, "Those who prepare shall not fear." KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
You must understand what's at play here. They're trying to maximize the January 6th riots to now exact as much retribution and harm upon non-Biden supporters as humanly possible. And it's kind of breathtaking.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush and Andy Pate and Charlie Grimes behind the window. John, let's talk about something a little more national here, but okay. It really isn't. It's also here in this state, and that is the Republican Party. I know we've been talking a lot about, you know, how it's melting down and people are leaving and so forth. And, of course, that escalated today because Mitch McConnell came out and basically – well, he didn't basically. He did. He blamed Trump for the rioting and, mm-hmm. and so forth and said, hey, these people have all been lying to you about election interference. I don't even want to go into that. What I want to go into is this. What Mitch did today was blow up the Republican Party. He put dynamite under it and pushed down on the lever. That's what he did. He blew it up because people immediately were screaming out on social media, that is it. I'm out.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep. And dumb, by the way.
What?
Dumb.
Very dumb. Very dumb. And here's the thing. What they don't seem to understand is the polls show that people who support Trump, and they, you know, and yeah, you've always got some people in Trump's, you know, who support him who are, let's say, a little off.
Okay. Find that in any party.
Yeah, you're going to find that in any large group.
Right.
But the fact is, most of them are just good conservatives who say, no, we don't worship him. Or, you know, it's nothing like
we
that.
Just we just want a fair shake.
We thought he did a good job. Right? We just want a fair shake, you know, talking on the election thing. I think they just wanted to have their day
we
in court.
Want a fair
they didn't
shake.
Get it.
Right.
Whatevs. But here's the thing. We look at those people, there aren't hundreds of them. There are millions of them right now seriously talking about leaving the party. Rand Paul called it out a couple days ago and said, look, they are serious about leaving the party. We could lose a third of Republicans. This is horrible. I guess I want to plead with people here for a moment,
sure.
If I may. Don't do this. You are the majority in the Republican Party. About probably, first of all, 3 out of 4 people in the Republican Party feel the election was at least handled very improperly.
I think a lot of, even folks on the left, I think, probably think that.
Some do, yes. Yeah. You know, and they're saying, look, at the very, we just wanted to look at it, but okay, that didn't happen. But that means that the vast majority agree with you. Why would you leave something where the
most
vast majority
agree with you.
The vast majority, Trump polls at 90% in the Republican Party. It's your party.
So the way
why would you leave?
And the way you need to look at this, and Andy and I are in agreement on this, is I view elected officials as my employee.
Thank you.
So if I've got an employee that's not following along with the direction I want to head and I want to take the company, then what do we do with them?
Two words.
We release them, right?
Yes, from Donald Trump. You're fired.
You're fired. So we get rid of them.
This is what I was about to ask you, okay? So you're looking at these Mitt Romneys, Donald Trumps, Murkowskis. Look, why not just primary them? Why be in such a hurry and walk out the door? By the way, what happens with Romney, Murkowski, and these people if the Liberty Lovers walk out the door of the Republican Party?
They win.
They win. Every they time. Stay.
That's right. They're not going anywhere.
Exactly. Because let me tell you something. If McConnell thinks he's going to get reelected in Kentucky after doing this, there's not a chance. He's done. He's absolutely done. Now, I think he knew that. I think when he did this, he was thinking, hey, I'm in my last term. I'm
probably
not going to
run anyways.
Yeah, I'm not going to run anyway. But, folks, if you leave, you do two things. First of all, unless you pull 100% of the people out of the party and grow your new Patriot Party with new people that you take from unaffiliated, forget it. They love being unaffiliated.
It's not happening.
It's not
going
to work. Okay. You literally have to not only replace every Republican who doesn't follow you with a new voter from unaffiliated, it's hard to do, but you have to add to that enough to beat the Democrats who are huge. It's not going to work. It can't work. If these people upset you and you don't like some of the leadership, McConnell and so forth, John, they should do what you say to a business when you got a couple of bad employees. What do?
Get rid of them. Fire them.
Exactly.
Change them out. We always say, you know, either change them or change them.
I like that.
You either change their mentality and get them on the team and get them moving forward, or you change them out. One of the two. Either change them or change them.
Great case in point. Lindsey Graham.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for about 95% of the way, he did change, and he's good enough. He's very good. Marco Rubio, he changed a lot. He was a Trump supporter. But Rand Paul, big Trump supporter. These are guys who totally were against Trump early on.
And Mitch up till today.
And Mitch up till today, although Mitch had wavered in the last few weeks, but whereas these other guys really haven't. But my goodness, what he did today, you got to throw him out.
I can't argue that.
Sure, but you can throw him out.
You're in control, folks. You are in control. No one else.
What would you think if you went into a business and the guy said, you know, he's in charge and the vast majority of the people in the business support his vision. He's got a few people who don't. And he says, you know what? I'm just going to blow this up. What would you say?
You're an idiot. Don't do that.
Thank you.
The only time to do that is typically, and some may argue with me on this one, but typically in a business purchase. You're the new guy coming in.
Okay.
You want your team. You want it done your way. You don't know how loyal, you know, the old people are going to be to the old company or to the old, you know, owner that was there. In that particular case, you could be Mr. Nice Guy, which, by the way, this is, if you want to point out any of Trump's faults, these are some of the faults he had early on, which, by the way, he knew better. Because guarantee you, he thinks the same way I do when it comes to buying businesses. And you typically go in, blow them up, start over, put the right team in place, and off you go. He didn't do that when he became president of the United States. He relied on a lot of people around him to say, oh, this guy I think is okay, or that guy is okay, or this guy is all right, or she's okay, or, you know, they'll do a good job. He should have just came in, blew the thing up, and put all of his own people in.
Yeah, especially when he came in talking about, you know, the deep state.
That's right.
It's like, well,
then put your own people in that you can trust.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe in defense of him, he didn't know who that was. I don't know. But that's the only exception to what you're just saying is, and by the way, that doesn't work for what we're talking about because we're not taking over any party. We are the party. We're it.
Yes, we are.
We are the old business that's been here for 100 years. We're not buying a new one. This is us.
What do you do? Look at another kind of business, a church. Okay. What do you do if the pastor, who has been just fine for a number of years, but now he's starting to preach some really crackpot things?
You get rid of him.
Yeah. He's saying global warming is going to destroy us all, and, you know, Jesus is Joe Biden.
Right. And out the door you go.
You can remove him, folks. Yeah. You can clean the slate. And by the way, another thing, when you clean the slate, that doesn't mean that the only people you allow to stay in any position of leadership are Trump lovers 100% of the way.
No.
Because at that point, you're just doing a power grab. Just what I would basically do is this. Here's what I would do. Very simple steps. For all of you out there who are saying, I want to leave. I've had it. I'm sick of these people. I'm with you. Here's what you do.
Yeah, I can't blame you, but that's not the right answer.
Right. And tell me what you think of each of these. Number one, don't leave. You're in the majority. Why would you leave when you're in the majority?
Right.
Don't punt when you're on their 10-yard line.
Right.
Okay. Number two, go out and find as many liberty-loving people you can,
like,
and
you
bring them into the party with
That's
you.
Right.
Number three, change the leadership. And number four, finally, what is that leadership to look like? People who say we put the team first.
Yeah, what you do on the leadership end of it is, you know, deciding who's going to stay and who's going to go. You put a little test in place that do they meet X criteria, and if they meet the core things that you want to see moving forward, maybe not in some other areas, then you know what? Do whatever you need to do.
Right.
Keep them or let them go.
Yeah. I mean, look at guys like Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul. They all had big problems with Trump. Guess what? They were team players.
And you're next.
Hey, Mitch McConnell is not a real Republican. We know that his wife is connected
to China.
To the Communist Party. Makes millions of dollars with the contracts that she is connected with. And so we wouldn't want... So he's not representative of the party, the party platform, or our goals. So I would urge that those libertarians or the Republicans that are registered look at GellerReport.com or TrevorLoudon.com. TrevorLoudon.com has YouTubes of his most recent works. I think there are about four of them that are worth seeing. So it's we've got to take it back. And how we do that is a big thing to do. But we cannot just resign and let the Democrats have even
more
power.
And Ann, you bring up a great point. They didn't do that after Hillary lost.
That's
they could
right.
have, but they didn't.
Yes, but you see, people don't realize Hitler won with 20% of the vote because they had so many parties. So if you break the party up...
You can't dilute the party,
is
what you're saying. That's
it
right.
just takes fewer votes
That's right.
to defeat.
That's
okay?
right.
And by the way, Ann, if I may jump in for just a second... That only works even in theory if the other party breaks up too.
Yeah.
If the other party is maintaining at about half the country,
you're dead.
You can't
you're
break
never doing
yours
anything
up.
From that point forward. That's right.
You can
you're
never
done.
Turn it around.
That's right.
So
yeah.
I urge people, to go to TrevorLoudon.com.
Perfect.
LOUDON.com.
Good stuff. Thanks, Ann. No, you guys are right. I mean, you cannot take the existing party, dilute it, and expect to win on down the road. You have to change the party from within if you're going to have any success down the road.
Right.
And just as a real quick, FYI, it's not the first time we've been here, folks.
No.
We've been talking about this in this party, in fact, almost at nauseam to where you're almost tired of talking about it. We do it so much.
Look at the huge disappointments we've had. George W. Bush gave us John Roberts, one of the worst Supreme Court justices ever. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's going to happen, folks. And by the way, tell me this, Mr. Business Champion, Mr. Business Consultant, and we'll go to break with this. If, let's say they do, everybody leaves this party and they go over and form that party, what happened to all the problems?
They're still there.
Yes.
No, nothing changed.
They just went underground for a while, and they're going to resurface in a couple years, and you're going to have people in the Patriot Party who are absolutely traitors. Am I right?
Yes, you're correct. Your problems will follow you. They're not going to go away.
And by the way, if they don't follow you, are you going to have the numbers to beat
no.
the Democrats?
No.
There's no winning here.
The math on this one is easy, folks. You can't slice this up and make it work. Sorry.
No, the first thing you always ask a business owner, one of the first things is always, what's your vision? What's your game? What's your game plan? What's your goal? If you can't reach the goal.
It is one of the first things I ask. You're correct.
Right. Okay.
And how do you get there?
If you have no path to success, why are you on the path?
We always say that if you don't have a goal, you'll never achieve it. I think as a party, part of our problem is we have lots of goals, but we don't have a top three that we're really after.
Yes. What I keep hearing, that's very good, by the way.
Right.
If you aim for nothing, you're bound to hit it. And what
that's
I keep.
As a party, by the way.
You know what's the biggest goal of these people? Revenge.
That's not a goal, by the way, folks.
I know. Their only goal, and they literally, I've had people literally say this online to me, is to get rid of the rhinos. That's their big goal. Well, getting rid of the rhinos doesn't win a single election.
No.
You know, I don't like rhinos either. I get it. But getting rid of the rhinos doesn't win a single election. And by the way, then those very same people get angry at the people on the left trying to get rid of them.
All right, we'll come right back and talk some more about this. Don't go anywhere. If you want to join in, call us 303-477-5600. What do you think should happen to the Republican Party? And I know there's a lot of frustrations out there. I get that. We'll talk about that in a moment. Purify Chevrolet, though, in Fort Lupton, if you want to buy a new car or truck, that is the place to go. It's Purify Chevrolet. And again, it's not much of a drive. I was out there yesterday. It's really easy. It's about 20 minutes from the downtown area and about half an hour, 40 minutes from anywhere else in town. It's an easy drive. In Fort Lupton, Highway 52 and Highway 85, it is like going back in time to buy a car. 303-659-8311.
Going into the showroom at Purefoy Chevrolet, one of the things that struck me is that the people that work there, they're just regular people. You talk to the guy that's helping you, and you get the sense of, this is just another person. He wants to help me. He wants to make sure that I get the right car. He's asking the right questions, but without being pushy. I just get a sense that he's really invested in what I need to find for my family and for me.
Rolly Purefoy is not somebody who would ever brag about himself, but he has an incredible history with Chevrolet, and that's why he cares about those vehicles so much. He's actually been a test driver for some of the models, and he's even had some input in the design. If you just ask Rolly some questions about his history, he has the most fascinating stories. He's one of those owners who will just chat with you like an ordinary person. He's just one of those people you really need to meet. I would highly recommend Purefoy Chevrolet. They're a really remarkable group of people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Loveton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right. Golden Eagle Financial. Al Smith would love to help you out with your financial future. And we talk about it a lot, but the planning of, and right now, not really knowing what's happening tomorrow, you really need to make sure financially you're where you need to be, and Al can help you with that. We talked in the first hour about inflation and all the things regarding that. Al can help you with all those decisions and get you on the right track. 303-744-1128 or find him at klzradio.com.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Owning a relatively high-value home does not make you immune to cash flow problems. It's more expensive to maintain and insure. Property taxes seem to go up every year. And of course, you may have a sizable mortgage payment to make every month. You don't want to sell, but you wish you had a little more margin in your budget. As long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, a reverse mortgage with KLZ's Bruce Simmons could give you the financial cushion you need. Thanks to recent changes by the Federal Housing Administration, you may be able to eliminate your monthly mortgage payment, setting you up comfortably for as long as you live in the home. Starting in January of 2021, homeowners 62 years and older with higher value homes may tap into a larger portion of their equity, giving them a better chance of qualifying for the loan. Get in touch with Colorado's first certified reverse mortgage specialist now at klzradio.com/reverse.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. So, yeah, lots going on in the world today, folks. We will be here all the way through this to help guide you through what we're all up against. And, you know, this is one of those statements where, as conservatives, yes, we're all in it together.
We are all in it together.
I hate that statement with COVID, but in this case, yes, we're all in it together.
Here are the things that we're going to have to do, John, and I'm only going to spend about 30 seconds on this because I want to move to this other topic, the tires.
You're fine.
I really
want
to hear about the tires. Keep going. But first of all, what you're going to have to do in the party is understand you are the majority. You don't leave when you're in charge.
Right.
But they're in charge. Mitch McConnell's the lead. No, he isn't. He's a guy right now who's aging and is in his last look.
He's on the downhill.
You're rising up.
Right.
He's going down.
Right.
You don't leave the fight when you're going. Okay, that's the first thing. Second thing, we're going to have to create an underground conservative economy. It is happening. That's a natural thing that's happening. We've got to start finding conservative businesses.
Do business with one another, folks.
Do business with one another.
I.e. the ones that advertise on this program.
Thank you. Okay. And, you know, whether they're conservative or not, they happen to be. But they would,
and they are, by the way. Every advertiser we have is.
Everyone you have is. But even if they weren't, John, it would be somebody who advertises on a conservative show. Good enough for me.
Right.
Here's what I say. You've got to bring your money to people who are Kohl's. And you probably already talked about this, right?
No, I didn't get to it.
Real quick, Kohl's and Bed Bath & Beyond both say they will not sell MyPillow.
Which is the best pillow ever, by the way.
Great pillow, right?
I love it.
Okay, so where do you not shop?
There.
There. Punish them. And by the way, guys, if you're a conservative, you know, open up outlets. There's an enormous economy of conservatives wanting to spend money somewhere else. That means there's a market waiting for you.
But Andy, as conservatives, and I'm just going to say this as it is.
Okay.
We're going to have to finally put our money where our mouth is and quit being such cheapskates. What I mean by that is Purify Chevrolet, Barber's Foods, who's coming up next. Now, let's talk about Barber's for a second, which, by the way, Greg, conservative, oh man, spot on. You've heard him on air with me, sitting in Andy's chair. He does a fabulous job. He'll be with me next Wednesday. He thinks, talks, and acts exactly like the rest of us. In fact, Greg's a guy that sends me article after article after article on what's going on. He is on our team as much as anybody could ever be.
Okay.
Would you rather buy meat from Barber's or go down to King Soopers and buy meat where you have no idea, or I can probably give you a pretty good idea what their political affiliation is? And if you think for 1 second King Soopers is helping you in your political front to get where we need to go, think again. They're not.
They're a union shop, first of all.
Yeah. And, you know, Greg is going to help us get where we need to go. King Soopers, Safeway, Albertsons, do you think they're helping us get where we need to go? Whole Foods, do you think they're helping us get where we need to go? The answer is no.
No, so, and by the way, if you look at Whole Foods and Sprouts, and those are actually very expensive places to buy meat.
They are.
Okay.
Far more than Barber's. And by the way, Greg's meat's better than theirs.
It's top drawer.
You won't top find drawer. Any better. But
now,
my point is,
you've got to put
your money where your mouth is.
Now,
Andy,
is it as cheap as the really cheapo stuff you can get on? No, but it's a lot better meat. It's a quality meat.
Yeah, you're buying something where you knew exactly where it was, how it was raised, and it ends up at your table. And Greg knows the entire chain all the way through.
The thing that people are learning when it comes to Barber's Foods and places like that, John, is this. If all you've ever driven is a Yugo, you probably think they drive well.
Well said, Andy. No, that's a great point.
You've never jumped in a cab.
You've never had a piece of Wagyu from Barber's, you're missing out. In fact, you haven't had a piece of chicken from Greg at Barber's Foods, you're missing out. Our point is this, folks, and I think Andy, I'm going to give Andy credit for this one. He started this. If you really want to help the conservative movement, go do business with other conservatives, even if it costs a little more than what you're used to spending. At the end of the day, your quality and where you know those dollars are going far exceeds the little bit of savings you might have buying it someplace else.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, John. Do you donate to candidates?
Yes.
Guess what? You do it every time you give to one of these conservative businesses.
Thank you.
They're helping move the message.
Yep. And by the way, that's with every single advertiser we have right now. They are all in our camp, from Greg to Dr. Julie to Rolly Purifoy to Al Sturm at a Good Shop to Michael Bailey to Kurt Rogers. Guys, I can go down the list. Kevin Flesh, the like. I mean, all of these folks are on our team. Why would you go spend money? Why would you go buy a new car from anybody but Rolly Purifoy?
Exactly.
Sorry, you know, folks, just being honest. Why would you?
I need legal help.
Why would you go to anybody but Kevin Flesh?
Yeah. I didn't do anything wrong.
No, we were the victims.
Okay, but, you know, needed legal help, went to Kevin. He handles you fantastically well, does a great job. And, oh, gee, by the way, he's on your team.
So, yeah, am I being a little hard on some of you? Absolutely, because I know some of you, and I know where some of you shop. And the bottom line is stop. And start spending money with the people that advertise with us and put your money where your mouth is and stop your whining.
I really want to see a conservative Kohl's type open up.
I would love to see a lot of conservative things. But anyways, and by the way, we have a lot of them right here. I just talked about Barber's Foods. I don't need to say any more. Go to the website Barber's, it's with an S, barbersfoods.com, and put an order in today and tell Greg you appreciate all that he does for our movement. It's barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949. For over 50 years, the Barber's family raised the last of Colorado-grown turkeys on a turkey farm in Broomfield. And today, the Barber's family distributes high-quality, natural, local, and organic proteins from animals raised on family farms. They personally know all their producers, so whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from and the family who raises the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center. Or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned and operated. Barber'sFoods.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, and I know I was a little hard there a moment ago on some of you, but yeah, nothing, I told Andy at break, nothing chaps my hide more than to actually read some of the comments on Facebook, even on Andy's page, from people that want to leave the party, yet I guarantee you not a one of them is a single customer of any of the sponsors I have on this show, and yet they're the first ones to whine about the party.
Well,
yeah,
a few
chaps my hide.
I will say this. I know a few of the people who come on my pages are customers.
And that's
some
perfect.
Of those
thank
on our
you.
Show. But you're right. Way too many
are not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Way too many sit back, complain, and whine, and yet don't spend money with conservatives that they know at the end of the day could actually help their cause.
No. They're at Walmart buying Chinese goods.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, we'll be back. Another full hour coming your way. John Smerick should be joining us, as well as Liz Mayer. If not, we got plenty of other things to talk about. So don't go anywhere. Hour number three is next. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.